There was just one more stop, one more castle in the career of the Wandering Queen. Fotheringay in Northamptonshire. It's just a grassy mound now, which is just as well, since no ruin, no standing building for that matter, could possibly take the weight of the drama that was to follow. Anyone expecting Mary Stuart to crumple into tearful confession had seriously misjudged her. Up against it, she drew on something inside her long and mostly disastrous career, which made her resolute and unnervingly lofty, as if she was suddenly above all this squalid charade. From the moment of her arrest to the moment of her execution, she gave as good as she got.
As a sinner, I am truly conscious of having often offended my Creator. I beg him to forgive me. But as queen and sovereign, I am aware of no fault or offense for which I have to render account to anyone here below.
Her second tactic was to lie her head off, denying all knowledge of the Babington plot, although she was on stronger ground when she accused Walsingham of having set up the whole thing to get rid of her. Elizabeth, of course, did not see it exactly in this way. She wrote to Mary as if the Queen of the Scots had somehow been an ungrateful houseguest who'd made off with the towels.